On Saturday, the city of Boise is opening up the James Castle House to the public. The city spent 3 years restoring and renovating the property. The house was home to James Castle for more than half his life, and it's where he created hundreds of works of art. Castle was a deaf, self-taught Idaho artist who used his drawings to communicate. His work has been shown around the country and the world, and it sells for thousands of dollars. The city has turned the home into a little bit of history, and they've worked to restore as much of the original building as possible. And when it opens, it will include exhibit space as well as be home to an artist in residence. With us today are Rachel Riker, the cultural sites manager on the project, and Kristen Hill, the cultural sites program coordinator. So thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Exciting time.
It is. We're very excited.
Did you feel that you would ever get to this point when this project started?
It was a long road to get here, for sure.
So, Kristen, tell us about James Castle. Who was he? When did he live in Idaho? A lot of people actually haven't heard of him.
Yeah, he's actually commonly referred to as the most famous Idaho artist you've never heard of. I think he was born in 1899 in Garden Valley, Idaho. He was a part of a pretty large family with seven children. His parents, Frank and Mary, ran a general store and post office out of their home. So he had a really kind of an unusual upbringing in that he was exposed early and frequently to contemporary culture from the time through magazines and newspapers and postcards. That ended up influencing his artwork. He, since he was born deaf, he began to draw early and used drawing as his primary means of communication throughout most of his life. And he commonly made artwork on these materials that he had access to through the post office.
So found materials, really.
Yes.
And when did they move into this home in Boise, or how old was he when they moved into this home?
He would have been around 32, 33. They moved in at the end of 1931, early 1932, to the property in Northwest Boise.
And he lived there until his death, correct?
And yes, and he died in 1977, so he lived there throughout most of his life.
So, Kristen, talk about his art. He was self-taught, we know that. But since this is radio, can you kind of describe a bit of the art?
Yes. So he is known for making five different types of artwork, which are soot and spit drawings, which he made with using soot from the fireplace
and
his own spit. Yes. And he became very adept with these materials. He would mix them to different consistencies to achieve different effects, like more opaque kind of charcoal effects or thinner sort of ink washes. And with those materials, he commonly created landscapes and drawings of buildings. He also made full color pieces. He would create his inks. He used interesting materials to create colors. He would use laundry bluing and some crayons and things, but he also would soak heavily pigmented papers in water to leach color out for sort of a paint. Huh. He made handmade books full of a bunch of different images and text. He created a lot of text pieces, which is very interesting because he couldn't speak or read. But he was fascinated with the way language worked, and he would create text on a lot of his pieces in ways that really showed that he had an understanding of how it functioned. And he also created assemblages or constructions that are made of a variety of materials, cardboard, twine, different things, and they're pretty fascinating.
Well, I actually took a tour of the James Castle House in Boise recently with both Rachel and Kristen. And at the house, Rachel described the house and how it evolved over time. We want to play you a clip from that.
So when we first acquired this house, we knew this wall existed. So this wall is the first hint of us coming to understand of what the original house looked like. So if you look up, you can actually see what was the original exterior siding of the house. So it was a board and batten wooden structure. And you can tell that the house just sort of evolved, and all of these materials and existing walls and structural components all just sort of remained in place. And then at one point when this became the porch addition, it was enclosed and later became a bedroom. And at some point, the family pasted on this wall of a bunch of different Idaho statesmen, There's a Harrod's Dairyman magazine. There's Collier's. There's a ton of just different 1930s kind of snap in time on this wall, which is a really great both example of the way people lived in these types of buildings, but also a little snapshot of Boise in 1931, 32.
So, Rachel, how old is the house?
The house is actually unknown. The Ada County assessor dates the house in the early 20s, but that version of the house would have been a later version of the house that was dated by the Ada County Assessor's Office. So we think that quite possibly the original structure on site actually dates to the early 1900s.
I'm talking with Rachel Reichert and Kristen Hill from the James Castle House. If you have questions about this, please give us a shout. You can do that with email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX 91.5, hashtag Idaho Matters, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Rachel, you've restored the main house, and is that – so explain to me, like, where the exhibits will be, where the artist residence program is. Will that all be housed in that main residence?
Yeah. So let me just give you a quick overview of the whole site. So when the city of Boise purchased the house in 2015, we acquired the original Castle family house along with the small shed that James Castle lived and worked in for many years. And then the steps, which would have been the steps to the cozy cottage trailer that was acquired by the family in 1963 and became his residence until he died in 1977. So the site now is the house and the shed, and the trailer will later come back to the site. The original house is now our gallery and exhibition space. So in the original space that the Castle family lived in, we now are showing that amazing collection of 61 artworks on the walls, even some of the very walls that we found some of the pieces in. And then in one of the back bedrooms, a permanent exhibit to showcase the artifacts that both belong to Castle and the artifacts that actually built the house.
And you said actually found in the walls some of this art. You actually found that.
Correct. Yeah. So there was four of us, three arts and history staff folks, and our architect, Byron Falwell. We would spend a couple days at a time kind of doing investigative demolition. So peeling back more modern layers of the house, so sheetrock and linoleum and carpet, and mainly just looking for the history of the house. So trying to understand how the house came together. We would uncover bits of wallpaper, and as that clip mentioned before, newspaper that was likely used as draft stop. And so in that demolition phase, we actually found a small cache of artwork and a collection of other items, which would have been paper products that could have been of future use for Castle, drawing utensils, a tobacco bag, some wool fabric. So it was a nice little cache of both artwork and artifacts.
That must have been surreal when you found that.
It was amazing.
And we'll stop right there. So here's what I think was really interesting about that is that when you found that, that actually didn't belong to the city.
Yeah, that's right. So the James Castle Collection and Archives oversees the Castle estate. So they own both found and unfound works. So we knew that if we found works, those works actually belonged to the collection archive. Those works were then returned to the collection archive and then later gifted back to the city of Boise along with 50 more works.
So how many works altogether then?
We have 61 works, which is amazing. It's such a cool collection because it's actually more than the Smithsonian American Art Museum has. And like the Smithsonian American Art Museum, we are free and open to the public. So everybody will always have access to this collection.
What is, if you had to put a price tag on those 61 works, what are we looking at?
You know, it's always hard to value art. So that's kind of a moving scale. We're looking at about a $1.1 million collection at this point.
And Kristen, what are you hoping that people, not just in Boise, but I think throughout Idaho, can get from having this James Castle House open and free to the public?
So many things. I think that this is going to be such an amazing investment in our community. Through the artists in residence programs, we are offering artists an opportunity that is, you know, we're offering them support with a place to live and a stipend. But we're also hoping to really offer the community something. We're bringing in people from around the nation to, you know, create new work.
And I have to wrap you up. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.